Marxist Angela Davis, Joe Biden is candidate who can be most effectively pressured. By Dr. Susan Berry on July 16, 2020. In a discussion about why she is supporting Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election, radical Marxist and former Black Panther Angela Davis explained Monday that while Biden is by no means an ideal candidate for the radical left, he is the candidate who can be most effectively pressured. Real Clear Politics brought attention to a tweet by J. Michael Waller of the Center for Security Policy that contained the clip of Davis appearing on Russia Today's, RT, Going Underground. A former Communist Party USA vice presidential candidate, Davis, 76, said, "I don't see this election as being about choosing a candidate who will be able to lead us in the right direction. It will be about choosing a candidate who can be most effectively pressured into allowing more space for the evolving anti-racist movement." Biden is very problematic in many ways, not only in terms of his past and the role that he played, and pushing toward mass incarceration, but, I say but, Biden is far more likely to take mass demands seriously, far more likely than the current occupant of the White House. This coming November, the election will ask us not so much to vote for the best candidate, but to vote for or against ourselves, Davis added. And to vote for ourselves I think means that we will have to campaign for and vote for Biden. In January 2017, Davis served as a keynote speaker at the Women's March on Washington to protest the new Trump administration. In her speech, Davis urged women to resist Trump and his policies through militant action and demands. "This is a country anchored in slavery and colonialism, which means for better or for worse the very history of the United States is a history of immigration and enslavement," she told the protesters. "Over the next months and years we will be called upon to intensify our demands for social justice, to become more militant in our defense of vulnerable populations," Davis stated. "Those who still defend the supremacy of white male heteropatriarchy had better watch out."